with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
It's podcast time. How are you doing? What are you sucking on?
A cough sweet.
Have you got a cough?
No, but I really like them. They're the cherry ones. And it's weird because I don't have a cough. But then after I suck one of these, I start coughing.
Happened before, yeah.
Yeah, it happened before.
Why don't you just get boiled sweets?
I just like the cherry flavour of this one.
Cherry flavour boiled sweets.
These are more accessible and I like them.
You can get them in the chemist across the road.
Okay, fine. Whatever. Yeah, grand. Okay. Stop talking about my cherry sweet now. So
it's the sound of it when you knock it off your teeth and whirl it around your mouth. We love that.
Okay, I'll stop it now.
No, I don't mind. People are into ASMR, so.
I can't eat anything now. You should have seen him. Wait till you hear what happened with my eggs in studio this morning. My God. It's just, I can't eat anything. You're always like, what are you eating over there? What's that now? You judge.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to have eggs in the studio.
What you gonna do about it?
Oh. What am I gonna do?
The boss knows that I eat the eggs in the office. Don't go ring the boss now. He knows I eat the eggs. Now he's warned me when the new studio comes in, there'll be no eggs. That's grand. I'll get a seat and I'll sit outside.
Spoiler, new studio. Looks nice.
Looks really nice.
Yeah, very cool. Tell you what else is nice. Our survey says, let's have a listen.
Producer Donald, in our survey says this morning, what do we need to try and figure out, please?
Today, I'm asking, 21% of adults admit they've done this before a holiday. What is it?
I got this. We can just put this to bed now.
Oh, go on, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Forgot to renew their passport.
Oh, that's always the fear. Do you ever get to the airport and go, oh, I didn't actually check?
No.
Oh. Okay, good. Maybe just me.
This is typical of me now. Una would be like, ugh.
Boring. Oh my god.
Yeah, it'd be real typical of me now to this. When my passport looks like it's about to be up within a year or 8 months, I will renew it.
Oh. Bully for you.
How long were you without a passport?
I was without a passport for a while. Yeah.
How many years?
It wasn't a year. No, like a year maybe. Oh my god.
Yeah.
And I needed to get one quickly.
It's not the answer, Cooper.
So it's
no.
Not
good thing.
Forget to renew the passport.
That could be a higher percentage.
Because you know, on Facebook and Instagram, you always see people go, "Hey, does anybody know anybody who works in the passport office?" Nobody knows anybody who works in the passport office. Just go in. Simple as. All right. Okay. Yeah. Best of luck to anybody who's going to the holidays today to passport office.
Okay. So can I hear that again, please?
21% of adults admit they've done this before a holiday. What is it?
Is it that they have shaved most of their body?
What?
Oh.
You know.
Shaved head to toe, like?
Yeah, well, a lot of it, yeah, because if you're going to be, if, you know,
nope.
If you want to be smooth in a bikini.
Oh, yeah, if you're doing, like, water parks and stuff.
Yeah. So they might have waxed, shaved, threaded, whatever their choice.
Oh, threaded.
Threaded.
Oh.
What are you? What?
You've never heard of threading?
No, I had it
your
done
eyebrows,
recently,
but nowhere else.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they can do threading in other places.
Oh, that would be so.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Una.
I think they can do. Social experiment.
I'm sure.
Cooper.
You and removing hair from my body needs to stop. You're obsessed. My wife said to me yesterday, why is the only keep trying to take the hair off your body? I'm like, I don't know.
She's got a thing. It's not the answer, no.
Okay. Right.
Good thinking. 21% of adults admit they've done this before a holiday. What is it?
087-110-2107. What do you reckon it is? In our survey says this morning, Donald, what are we trying to figure out?
Today, 21% of adults admit they've done this before a holiday. What is it?
The Morning Night Radio, Tommy here in Roscommon. Just wondering, is the answer today, do they watch YouTube videos of the place where they're going?
It's like watching a trailer before you watch a movie.
I know.
Whatever. Yeah. Spoilers.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, it's not the answer, Tommy, unfortunately.
Great guess,
though. Very good guess, yeah.
I'll get to watch YouTube videos of Bally Bunyan.
What are you allowed back there after the last time?
Una
was seen doing donuts on the beach.
I was not.
You were? You were caught.
Eating them.
Eating them, more like, yeah. Emmy says, is it that they clean the house so it's nice and clean for when they get back? I would have to leave the place spotless or else I wouldn't enjoy my holiday.
Oh, yeah, my mum's like that. That's a very good shout.
Oh, God, I'm so glad I don't have that type of stress in my life.
You really don't? Oh, I couldn't come back to a messy house.
But why? It's just they're greeting you, saying like, "Hey, how you doing?
I'm still here."
No. Still
Is that the answer?
No, it's not.
Okay, 087-110-2107.
21% of adults admit they've done this before a holiday.
Okay, we've had no correct guesses right on this at all now, Donald.
Not yet, no. 21% of adults admit they've done this before a holiday. What is it?
Marcel in Tullamore says, is it getting a loan on the credit union?
Oh, depends where you're going. Yeah, good thinking. It's not the answer. Not the answer, no.
Could you imagine, though, if you won the cash machine and then you could go on all the holidays?
Oh, my God.
I know.
Will you stop playing that, please?
No.
I actually thought it was you saying it.
So annoying.
Dina says, is to do the landscape. You know, we've had that guess a billion times.
Oh, yeah, the old landscaping. Needs to be done regular, not just the holidays.
Oh, God.
Is that right, Donald?
TMI, my friend.
Well, Cooper said it. I just went back with something.
No, yeah, you let us know. That's good. No, but that's... You do you. You landscape.
He loves a good spring clean. All right, we need the answer on this.
The answer is 21% of adults admit that they bought clothes especially for Instagram pictures on holiday. Not to look good. I wanted this picture by this place, and I bought this outfit to look nice next to that rock.
Good God, could you cope with going on holidays with someone like that?
No.
All right. Living life.
All right. Well, that's the disappointing answer. Let
me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
The rain in Spain stays mainly... On the plane?
On the plane?
Yeah.
What's that about?
Well, we were talking to Jean, who was in Spain, on Rhymet.
Oh my God, what an absolute legend.
She's cool, isn't she?
She's so cool, yeah, love her.
Yeah.
She's gone munching her way around Spain. Yeah, food tour.
Max, my son, was in Spain recently on his TY trip. And I said to him, when you go to Spain, you have to try paella, like a real seafood paella. He did, and he loves it. Now he's got a craving for it.
I had a paella in Dublin, and I didn't like it.
You have to have it in Spain.
I have to have it in Spain. Yeah, so what do they put? Like, there's meat in it as well. There's like...
Yeah, you can have like a seafood paella is the one I would go for. Like,
and what is it, a stew?
It's rice. It's a rice dish with like all your veg and then your sauces and your meat then if you want on it.
Okay.
It is delicious.
Okay.
Love it. It's a rice stew. Yeah.
A rice stew.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Okay.
Nearly like a biryani.
Like a fish stew.
Is it like
stew?
A biryani? No.
I don't know what a biryani is.
It's like the rice is cooked in the sauce.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Never done that.
No, I have never done that. No.
Well, there you go. This is Food with Cooper. You're on iRadio. Anyway, here's Jean from Spain.
Think on the spot. Sing it. You're up against the clock. Don't take a hit. You gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock.
Come on, Jean.
Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Jean.
You gotta rhyme it.
You go, girl. Oh, my God. Jean, you are currently in España at the moment.
I am indeed, in the beautiful Spain.
Nice.
It's absolutely roasting.
Go on.
Gorgeous.
Whereabouts are you? What's the temperature at?
I'm in a village called Cazares, and it's only 9 o'clock here, and it's already 21 degrees.
Oh, my God. Beautiful.
It's too hot.
Yes.
It's too hot.
And then we're travelling up through... far too hot. Far too hot.
Where are you travelling to?
We're going up to... We're leaving today from Cazares to go to Ubeda, then Toledo, then we're going to Segovia for two nights, and then Bilbao back on the ferry and home to our Irlanda.
So
they all sound like car brands that you just named there.
They are all car brands. Yeah. We're just going to buy a new car, bring one home.
Holy Toledo tonight. Yeah. What? So is this, you've chosen these places specifically because you know there's a good munch going on.
Well, do you know what? It's because I was listening even there, the 21%, when you said watch YouTube videos. I always do that.
Really?
Watch the YouTube videos. Oh, yeah.
Before
always.
You go on holiday.
And you say, best place to eat, best place to go, best attractions. Because you're limited time, so you don't want to waste your time when you're there. So,
Very true.
So, have you gone on any eating tours? What's been the nicest thing you've eaten so far?
Oh, the nicest. Well, when I come here, it has to be prawns all the way.
Yeah.
All the way.
Oh, delicious.
It's very similar to
Any Spanish restaurants. Yeah. Don't go wherever the Spanish are.
Una has got a seafood diet. She eats it and eats it.
Everything she sees, she eats. I'm a bit like that myself. Here, Una, so don't worry about it.
Jean, there was ructions in studio here this morning.
Oh my God.
I had to leave.
You wouldn't believe it. Like an absolute. I brought, as I do every morning, my scrambled eggs into studio so I can eat them because, you know, I'm trying to get my protein and, you know what I mean? So your man anyway has a conniption, gets his knickers in a twist when I bring the eggs in. And he's like, oh my God, oh no, what did you put in your eggs this morning? Oh, I think I'm going to pick. Oh, and then he starts right retching and then makes this big dramatic eggs and hands flying in the air out of studio and into the office where he's like, I'm going to get sick. And I followed him out afterwards and I was like, well, did you get sick? No, but I was retching. I mean, oh God, the drama.
I'll tell you, you're in the wrong place. You should be in a theater. Oh. Not radio.
Well, that's what my burlesque instructor has said to me, and that's where I belong. No, in fairness though, like usually on a daily it doesn't matter, but somebody microwaved fish which attached to your eggs. And no kidding around, there was no drama there. I actually nearly did get a little bit sick. It came up a little bit. So I did leave the studio. Left you in here with your own stink.
No, but you can go away. It was huge drama. It was massive drama.
The drama. When I listen to you every morning, I hear all that drama. I'm like, oh my God, there's some crack in that studio.
There's some crack, all right.
The crack of the day.
Somebody's cracked. All right. We have a score of 3 to beat, Jean.
Okay.
All right. So the rules for Rhyme It are, we give you a word. You've got to rhyme every question then with that word. Sorry, rhyme every answer with that word. And if you can get the high score to the end of the week, you get yourself a lovely iRadio goodie bits and pieces from Una's drawers.
Lovely.
All right. Okay. So the word you have to rhyme with this morning is?
Spray. S-P-R-A-Y. Spray.
Okay.
All right. Your time starts now.
If you want to have a TV dinner, you may eat off a what?
Tray.
The marked lines you park between is a parking what?
Bay.
These are small, but the ones out there are far what?
Away.
An elaborately presented set of flowers is called a what?
Spray.
If a tooth starts to rot due to bacteria, it's called a what?
Decay.
The visual scene in a shop window is known as the what?
The what?
Time is up. It's not the what. The display.
And the other one was bouquet.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. You didn't get it in, though. Yeah. But you did get a score of 4.
Hey.
So, you know what? You do have the highest score of the week, so that might not be bet. You never know the way.
I said spray. I was thinking of a spray of flowers at a wedding. Lovely. And then I thought, no, that's not Jean. It's bouquet.
Yeah. Are you a bit like Una, where you have a complete conversation with yourself and agree, then disagree?
Absolutely.
Then you come to a conclusion.
Absolutely, yeah.
I love it when it happens.
We have a conversation with each other. I talk to myself and then we both laugh.
Yeah. Jean, listen, have a very safe trip on the way back. It's been lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much for
being
here.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye, Jean. Enjoy those prawns.
Have a great day, guys.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Oh,
bye. Don't forget the Toblerone.
Yeah.
Oh, I won't.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye. That is the rules. If you go away, you have to bring back Toblerone. If you don't, you get fired.
Yeah. See all the goodies in the kitchen?
I know.
Well, they're all gone now.
There's no, what?
All the chocolate is. There was only 5 left.
Leo got them back.
There was only 5 left. There was a massive bag. It was a kilo bag of chocolate in it.
But when I was in this morning, all the greedy guts had eaten them. There was only 5 left.
And what? Is there any left now?
No.
Is there any in your bags?
Yeah.
No.
Is that chocolate bar that you were offering around yesterday still floating about?
What? Are you
on my TV? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Speaking of food, do you get lots of videos and stuff on your feed, on your For You page or anything about people prepping food and stuff?
No. Oh, I do. Oh my God, yeah. On TikTok, I watched this woman and she puts everything on a pan. She won't put any butter or oil on the pan, right? But she will put like frozen minced meat in there. She'll put in a couple of eggs. She'll chop in some cabbage, like some full chilies, like an onion without even peeling the onion. She'll throw a kiwi in there altogether. And she's like,
oh my God, this is so delicious. Thank you, Mother Nature. Thank you, God, for this beautiful food. Look at this beautiful food. And then she eats it. And you know what? It looks disgusting, but I can't stop watching her. Yeah, so...
Yeah, I one of the things that annoys me is that when people are prepping stuff, especially like in an air fryer, and they put all the ingredients in, like if they're doing like an omelet or anything like that, they crack the egg in, and then they mix it in the air fryer.
No need for that.
No, use a bowl, and then wash the bowl afterwards.
I mean, they're destroying the air fryer. What's the point in that? Think of all the cleaning afterwards. Think ahead. Yeah.
Of who needs to clean it as well, whoever prepped it.
Anyway, I tried one of Mother's recipes. She calls herself Mother, this one, by
all
the
right,
way.
All right, okay. And how'd it go?
Because I was feeling very unhealthy. So I was like, I need to do something today now. So I went and I bought a steak, mushrooms, an onion, broccoli, and wait for it, a red cabbage.
Oh, nice.
So.
What did you do with the red cabbage?
Put it into the pan. I put everything into the pan.
You fried the red cabbage?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I fried the red cabbage. I fried the onions. I put the mushrooms in whole because this is what the lady does. She just... throws everything in.
Fecked it all in.
So I fecked it all in and I was like, and then I put a lid over it so it would kind of steam up a bit or whatever. Yeah, I was kind of gank.
Yeah.
I didn't like the red cabbage, got to be honest.
Do you, I know you're probably going to say no, but do you like kale?
I don't mind kale.
If you, it's probably not very healthy, but an unhealthy kale. Kale, fried in butter with chopped garlic.
Oh, that would be savage.
Oh, my God.
Anything with butter and garlic is amazing.
It's same, actually, as well. If the flowers from a pumpkin plant, if you fry them, they are delicious.
The flowers from a pumpkin plant.
Yeah, so before when a pumpkin plant is growing, it produces a flower, and then that the bulb, the leaves, the petals fall off, and then the bud inside turns into the pumpkin. It's the same with, like, an apple blossom. The flower turns into an apple.
Right.
You're learning something here, aren't you?
I am learning something new every day.
But like pumpkin flowers. Oh my God, amazing.
Fried in butter and garlic.
Yeah.
Savage.
Yeah. Okay. If I can, when they flower before they come in, when they start, before they fall off, I'll bring some in and you can try them.
Well, I've been eating pumpkin seeds in my salads because I'm a salad girl now, you know.
With a burger on the side.
Yeah, but there's still a salad there.
All right, just get it off your chest.
What is going on with get it off your chest? Well, if you'd like to get anything off your chest, if you're having some sort of issue with somebody or if you're having a beef with someone, oh, we want to hear it. We want you to spill the juice and the tea. 087-110-2107. And give us some opinions on this morning as well.
This comes in from Sarah. She says, hey, guys, I need to get this off my chest because I think I've accidentally started a civil war in my friend group. One of my friends is getting married later this year. And when I added up the cost of going, I nearly fainted. Between the hotel, outfit, gift, drinks, taxis, and the inevitable sure we'll make a weekend of it, I was looking at spending the guts of a month's rent just to attend. Oh, so God. I made what I thought was a sensible decision and told her I wasn't going to be able to make it because money is tight. Well, you'd swear I told her I was objecting during the ceremony. She's absolutely raging with me, and now a couple of our friends are acting like I've committed some sort of betrayal. I love her to bits and I'm delighted she's getting married, but I genuinely don't think I should have to spend everything I have to go to a wedding. Am I being a terrible friend here, or have weddings completely lost the run of themselves when guests need to pay stupid money? Oh, I think this is a very common issue. Weddings have gotten so expensive.
Yeah, especially when you have people like you expecting to give gifts of cash and stuff.
What do you mean? What? That's just, it's people like me. No, that's just the way it is. People just give, like, I'm sorry I didn't go to a very posh department store.
All right. what is the going rate of actual, like, gift? Like, if you are giving cash, what's the going rate?
So
is it 50 quid?
I think it's 250 for a couple.
Sorry, hang on a sec, what? 250 quid
for a couple, and I think
maybe the cost of living crisis sooner.
Is it 100 for one person then?
I honestly don't know.
I think that's what it is. Look, I think there are a lot of possible solutions, Sarah. I think you could do it on the cheap. Just say, grand, I'm going, but I don't have money to give you a present. And just give like a token. A lot of my friends got me, because I got married at Christmas, they got me lovely little like Christmas decorations.
Lucky bag.
Crystal ones. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like a star or something.
If I'd known that.
Oh, I wouldn't have accepted it from you. you wouldn't have gotten away with that. I would have called you out. Joking.
Listen, hotels are expensive. We know that.
Yes.
So like and when hotels unfortunately see weddings coming. Sorry, when hotels see weddings coming, they do deals for anybody who's staying. They tend to. But there is hotels that go and start rubbing their hands.
It goes up and up and up and up and up and up.
So like hotels are expensive. I tried to look at a hotel for August for just a weekend away, all right? And I'm not kidding you, when I said two nights it was going to cost the guts of a grand, and I'm like, and it wasn't even a special hotel.
That is shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's holiday season. Yeah, I know, it's when one go holiday.
Yeah, it's enraging, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you ask Sarah? You could ask some of your friends if you could bunk in with them and give them a few quid then towards the hotel so you wouldn't have to pay for a whole hotel room by yourself.
Sleep in the car. I've done that.
Yeah, a few of my friends have done that as well. I wouldn't be okay with sleeping in the car. Cold, safety reasons.
So the safety reasons is for everyone else around you, because when you wake up after not getting a great night's sleep and you're cold, you're angry.
Yeah, but like I know some of my friends just rocked up to my wedding and they hadn't booked anywhere to stay, and they just said to a few of the lads, they met their mind if I keep on the couch or whatever. They're like,
are you
no
serious?
Bother. Swear to God, yeah.
Brass neck.
One of the lads came up from Cork. He ended up staying in one of the apartments with my parents.
Stop.
Yes. And went into the house he got married in the next day for the fancy breakfast that was only meant for, like, you know, the family.
Yeah,
and
I know.
He got the works.
I know. I knocked on the door that morning.
And
I was greeted. Sorry, this is a private event. I'm at the event. No, yours at last night's affair. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Anyway, give this. Oh, this is wad of cash that you're living on. All right, okay. What should who is this Sarah? What should Sarah do? It's not a great situation to be in if you can't afford to go to your friend's wedding, especially if it's a best friend and it's causing a bit of a rift. What should they do? What is going on with Get It Off Your Chest this morning? Somebody has upset the group.
So Sarah's been in touch and one of her best friends is getting married, and basically Sarah can't afford it. She said the cost of the wedding with the outfit, the present, etc. accommodation is going to cost her a month's rent. So look, she said to her friend, I'm really sorry. I'm not able to go. I just can't afford it. And now her friends are really like off with her and they're acting like she's committed some kind of betrayal.
They don't sound like sound friends.
No, they don't. But I mean, if they're best friends, I can understand why the bride would want to have her there on her big day. But then again, I respect Sarah for being honest and being like, look, I don't have the money.
Yeah.
And why should she get into debt to go? But there's loads of little things that she can do.
Okay.
Little tweaks.
She could she doesn't need to get a new fit for it. She could just like wear something old or borrow something.
Yeah.
You know, and as we said, sleep in the car.
Or sleep in one of your friends in the hotel room, split the cost.
All right. 087-110-207.
Well, if she was a decent friend, she would understand it. Not everybody has loads of money. Like.
Yeah, that's true. They are costly old events to be going to. Listen, keep the messages coming in. We'll come back to it in a few minutes. Get it off your chest this morning.
So Sarah feels like she is a terrible friend at the moment because one of her besties is getting married.
Uh-huh.
And Sarah basically can't afford to go because she says between the hotel, the outfit, the gifts, the drinks, the taxis and all the rest of it, it's going to cost her a month's rent. So she said to her pal, listen, I just can't go. I'm really sorry. Mm. I don't have the money. And now her friend and some of the other friends in that group are kind of acting like she's betrayed them. So she's like, what should I do? Like, I really admire the fact that she was open and honest and just said straight up, I can't afford this.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to put too much pressure on me financially.
All right, get your messages in 087-110-207.
Whenever we were, when we were getting married, we actually asked our family and friends not to give us cards and just to be there. Like, so their presence is their present, if you get me.
I got you.
Now, obviously, a lot of people did give cards and stuff or whatever, but we didn't expect it or want it from anyone. We just, because we'd such a small wedding, we just wanted people to be there.
Yeah, see, nothing says that you love your friends more than you being there for them.
100%.
And maybe a gravy boat, it's fine.
A gravy boat. Yes.
Just a little bit of advice for the girl and attending her friend's wedding. Well, to start with, she obviously cares enough about you being there that she's upset if you wouldn't be. So she obviously considers you a close friend and would like you to be part of her day. That being said, if you can't afford something, you can't afford it. But there are workarounds. Maybe go on Vinted, have a look for your outfit there on Vinted.
Great idea.
Maybe stay in a B&B rather than the hotel.
Yeah, I booked a B&B recently for a thing I'm going to in August, and it was like a hell lot cheaper
than a hotel. Oh, yeah.
It's cool. It's a barn.
Oh, yeah. But don't you have an issue with showering in B&Bs?
It's an Airbnb, so it's my own it's my own little apartment.
Okay, so you'll be able to shower.
Hope so.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be dancing.
Maybe ask a friend to share the B&B with you. And you could have a chat about the wedding gift and just say, look, I can get to the wedding, I can cover that, but can you wait till next month for the present? And, you know, going on the fact that she's upset that you wouldn't be there, I don't think she'd really mind if you worked around and you did it a little bit cheaper and, you know, you gave her the present later on. So, yeah, that's it.
That's pretty reasonable, actually. Like, yeah, get the present later on.
Or just give, like,
and
a token.
Forget about it.
Yeah. Yeah. That happened so many times.
Make a picture collage on Canva and get it printed or something like that of all you and your friends and the nice memories and stuff, and you can share it with people and stuff, and they can print it out themselves, and if they want, just send them the file.
Yeah. You know, send them the file.
You can make picture books on like the likes of Canva and stuff, and you can send like a link to it, and people can say, oh, this is nice memories, and you can buy then like a printed copy of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Or just get,
it was like why would I do that?
No. There's loads of other things that would be cheaper. Like, get a champagne top from a bottle of...
something that you've already consumed. That's like you coming into the room with the, lads, I got you this, and it's a purple snack wrapper.
Write your names and the date on the champagne cork and just put it in some fancy wrapping and just be like, this is, you know... this represents my love and our friendship.
That's nice.
Oh, see?
Yeah. Well, we do that. We keep all the little bottle tops and stuff from like wedding anniversary and then our big anniversary when we're in when we're top of the Eiffel Tower, and we got a little sippy sip, and they gave us the top of the bottle as well.
And where do you keep them?
They're in a box somewhere.
You see, you don't know where they are.
I have no idea. Yeah. Anyway, keep your messages coming, 087-110-2107. All right, listen, get it off your chest this morning. Big reaction to this.
So, Sarah has basically fallen out with her friends because she's just told them that she doesn't want to go. Really wants to go to her wedding, but she can't afford it. That it would end up costing her all in a month's rent, and she doesn't have the money, and she thought it would be best just to be open and honest. Yeah. But now her friend group are kind of like acting like she's betrayed them by not going, and her friend who's getting married is really upset. So she's like, I thought I was doing the right thing. What should I do?
Jesus, it's a bit harsh to say betrayed them. It's like, I can't afford it. Simple as that. Do you not think? Same betraying?
Oh, yeah. I don't think, but that's the way that they're acting. But I feel that her friend probably thought, look, she knew in advance that my wedding was coming up. She's one of my best friends and now she's not going to be there. That kind of might hurt.
Yeah. Okay.
Hi. I think there's plenty of time to save weekly in relation to going to that wedding. She did say it was at the end of the year, or he, should I say. Also, I really, really think that these two-day weddings are an absolute insult to the people that are being invited. Like, what happened to a one-day wedding having a wonderful time? Also,
go on.
Why can't they just go, enjoy the day, and drive home? Like, what's the big deal about having to stay the night? Like,
in fairness, the big deal about staying a night is like spending time with your friends, you're getting away, it's a night out, it's a night away, and everything like that. Obviously, if you can afford it.
There's no pressure about that. And as I said, these 2 days weddings, I don't do day two. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
Wasn't back in the day, and I didn't have one for my day either. I only had my normal wedding day.
That's because it was only 6 days in a week, that back then. Come here, listen, knowing far in advance is all well and good, all right?
So when you got bills.
Yeah, so like I'm in a similar situation with my sister at the moment because my niece is graduating. They're in America, all right? And graduation from high school in America is a massive deal. Like it's a whole week of celebrations and rehearsals and dinners and this. Like it's massive. Over here, it was just like, do you even bother going?
Yeah.
All right? Over there, it's huge. Like they've decorated the car. everything like that. It's crazy. So my sister really wanted us to be there. And for us to be there, alone is $4,000 for flights. Then if you've got car rental, then you're spending money and everything like that.
Forget it.
And she gave us like 2 years' notice. And every single month, something comes up where there's a bill, there's this needs to be repaired in the house, that needs to be done. It's just everything.
Life happens, yeah.
Yeah.
So is she going to be angry at you if you don't go over?
Nah, she's over it.
Yeah, yeah.
She stopped hinting. Well, she did send a physical invite. It arrived in the post last week. I'm like, stop.
We're not going.
Yeah, because if I went on my own, could you imagine if I went on my own? Then my family is angry with me for going on holidays.
That would be super
like,
selfish.
2 weeks in the sun in America.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Sharing a room for a wedding means no Mr. Lover.
Oh, my God.
No, thanks.
Sharing it. So, a lot of people saying sharing a room. So, you said bunk in with some other people.
Yeah, bunk in with some other people.
Then there's no bouncy come bum wow.
Listen, the more the merrier.
No, we wouldn't.
I'm joking.
Okay.
I don't know. I suppose you're going to have to ask a couple of questions. First is, you know, has she been in the same job for the last number of years? Because as far as I'm aware, weddings are never a surprise thing. She would have known about it months in advance. And if she's in the same job and getting the same wages for the last couple of months leading up to the wedding, then why didn't she prepare for it properly? Why didn't she put away a few pounds every month? If it's a case the wedding was a surprise, well then that's acceptable enough. Or she lost a job or she hours reduced, that's acceptable enough. But she should have been prepared. She didn't prepare. You failed to prepare, you prepare to fail. From Andy.
Fair. All right. Yeah, we got a wedding invite for, like, we got it in March and it's for next August. So it's like August next year we got the invite for. So because it's away, it's in Portugal.
So now you're going to start saving for that.
We will.
But you won't save for your niece's graduation priorities.
She's finishing school.
Yeah.
All right. 087-1102-107. Is there a solution? It's all well and good saying shoulda, woulda, coulda, but is there a solution? Get it off your chest this morning. A lot of very similar points coming in saying that this couple, this person would have known in way far advance that there was a wedding coming up unless it was last minute. Shotgun.
Doesn't seem to be a shotgun, no. So Sarah basically told one of her best friends that, look, I just can't afford to go to your wedding because all in it's going to cost me a month's rent and I just don't have that kind of money. So part of me is like really admiring her for being so open and honest, but then, you know, I can understand why her best friend is really hurt that she's not going.
She's fallen out with the squad.
Yeah, she's fallen out with the squad.
Mm-hmm. This might seem a bit harsh, but if this girl is a best friend, then she would have known months in advance that this wedding was coming up and where it was going to be. So she could have saved if she really wanted to. Is this her way maybe of saying she doesn't want to go or spend the money?
Oh.
I completely understand how expensive weddings are. I have 5 this year, 1 being my sister's.
5 weddings? Oh my God.
But I think for this person, her friend really wants her there. And like it was said already, do a B&B, talk to a friend about going in on a room if you're not going with someone else to share it. You don't have to be putting in 100, 150 euro in a card. When I got married, I didn't really care what I got as gifts. I just wanted people there, and it sounds like the friend wants you there. Also, how far out is the wedding? Like, if the wedding is a few months away, put like 50 euro or like 30 euro every week away towards the wedding.
50 euro a week.
That's a lot to be trying to save. That's a nearly a mortgage.
I could not afford that.
No way.
No.
So then when it comes around, it's not a big chunk of money on the day. And yeah, like wear a dress that you already have. I have, like I said, I have 5 weddings this year. I'm wearing the same dress to at least 3 of them.
Wow.
Good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank
Kevin here in Longford.
Thanks, Kevin.
In the last 7 weeks, I have had...
Okay, so in the last 7 weeks...
3 weddings.
Oh!
My son's communion.
Oh, my God!
And 2 surgeries.
Jesus Christ!
Wow!
Kevin, it's not a competition, but you win.
Life is for living. I was listening to that girl. I understand where she's coming from about day 2 and not staying over. I don't personally drink, so it doesn't bother me. Uh-huh. But life is for living. We're all here for a short time, so go and enjoy your time when you can. And if you're getting invited to a wedding, I personally feel that it's an honour that someone has invited you to their wedding. So go enjoy your day. Yes, I might have had to restructure my mortgage to pay for everything over the last couple of weeks, but we had a ball. Enjoy, guys.
And that's what it's all
about. Thanks, Kev.
Who cares if the bank is like knocking at your door going, hey, you owe us this money. Why are you off having a good time?
Just be like, listen, I'm living my life. Life is for living. You need to chill out.
Kevin on the radio said
so.
Life is for living.
Yeah.
Life is for living.
I'll pay you when I pay you. And, you know, calm your jets.
We've changed the locks on your house, Una.
I deal with weddings every day and I can 100% see why the bride would be hurt that her friend is not going to her wedding.
All right, we get that she is hurt that she's not going, but like, is it a bit OTT where the whole situation's like everyone's falling out?
I'm sure she had lots of time in advance to save for the wedding, and even if she didn't, a wedding doesn't have to cost a guest loads of money. You don't need a new dress. You don't have to stay the night. Really, you just need to turn up on the day, and most people will give a gift. If you don't want to put cash in a card as a gift, you could always go out and buy, you know, a nice frame or that sort of thing. Or if you really couldn't afford a gift at all, I'm sure the couple would just be happy that their friend was there to spend the day with them.
And how would you feel if I got you a frame for your wedding? I bet you it'd still be in a box with the picture of the standard photo stock couple in the frame. I've heard of people doing that where they get frames and gifts and they keep the pictures of the people in it and they put them up in their
room. Seriously?
Yeah. All right, listen, that's all the time we have for Get It Off Your Chest this morning. If you want to get anything off your chest, thank you so much for all the messages.
Thank you.
Sorry if we didn't get to play yours out. 087-110-2107. If there's something going on in your life that you're thinking, I need to get some advice on this, need to have a rant about this, even if it's small, if it's trivial, if it's maybe somebody who microwaves eggs and brings them into a radio studio.
Oh my God, oh my God, you are such a diva.
We'd love to hear from you. And don't be frightened to be called out as a diva in case you nearly vomit on the radio.
I'm going to do a reenaction of what happened on Insta, of what happened in studio today, of your reaction to me bringing eggs.
Yeah,
I will. No, I will.
That's what people want to see on Instagram.
Yeah,
that's,
they do. Because you're such a diva.
Wait, you see her
in drama queen.
This is what happens when somebody knows they're in the wrong, when they resort to name calling.
Miss the show? Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
So the video that went up yesterday of your surprise of me being
the minute he walked in the joint.
I'm going to say he's a burlesque stripping.
That's a little from column A.
I've seen so many comments and messages from people saying that they cannot wait for this.
They are buzzing. People are absolutely buzzing. For people who are messaging me as well, and they're like, oh my God, he's going to get you back so bad. He's going to make you climb that mountain that you didn't climb. And
never climb that mountain.
I'm never going to climb the mountain. Yeah. But no, I think this is good for you. It's going to take you out of your comfort zone. You're going to be in front of hundreds of people. You're going to be judged. You know what I mean? People are going to be looking at you, judging you while you're standing in your fishnets and tassels.
There's going to be no fishnets or tassels.
So funny. Yeah. Listen, you might get a day in lieu for it or something.
I did mention a nice hotel and I was told to feck right away. What the hell? The things you do.
You can stay in my gaff.
Not a chance. That's another challenge. So you need to get shots before you go to your house.
Hey.
Just in case you get bitten by either the dog or the twins.
Twins, yeah.
You know, which is worse. Oh, speaking of dogs, our poor Sheba, she's so many ailments. From rheumatoid arthritis to other bits and pieces which affects her and stuff, and she's limping around the place. She started peeing in her doggy bed at nighttime.
Oh.
And like every day you've got to wash the little bed and stuff. So they arrived yesterday, little doggy nappies for her. They're washable ones.
Aww.
They're so funny when they arrived. So she's black and white, so Springer Spaniel. And so we got her black ones instead of pink ones. Give her a bit of dignity. So it's like a nappy and it's got Velcro and stuff. And then there's the hole in the back for the tail to stick.
And is she uncomfortable in them or is she kind
of... No, they're quite cozy like this.
So is it just at nighttime you put them on her?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah. And then she hurt her paw on something, so she's... we had to put a little glove on her paw.
Aww.
Elizabeth, my daughter, has a boot on her left foot. And
the house of ailments.
She's like, oh, look, it's my doggy twin. She's got a little booty on her left foot.
That is cute. Yeah. My doggy had a pile of shit hanging from its from its bum yesterday, and I was like, "Oh my god, do not come in." I brought her for a bath, and I scrubbed her. She needed it anyway. Yeah, yeah, she hates baths. The zoomies afterwards.
Oh yeah, they got to dry themselves off. Ours are due. They're cut and washed and stuff. The groomers are coming. But they're not going to be there for another 16 days.
They go to your house?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that handy?
Yeah, yeah.
Do they not make a mess of the house, though, while they're cleaning it?
No, she arrives in a van.
Ah.
And the van, she's got the bath and then the shower and then the grooming station where she cuts them and everything.
That's a great little business.
Yeah, it's great. All she got to do, so she's got a tank of water in the van, and she just needs power, plugs into the wall outside.
Oh, that's pretty nifty.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
Because like, it'd be a pain in the ass to try and bring them to a groomer's, all three of them. Like.
Yeah, I know. So that's a great idea.
It is a great idea. You should get into dog grooming.
I should.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a great time at doing it. What? I pull the poop from the dog, put the dog in the bath, dog does the zoomies, yeah. The whole place is destroyed.
Oh, the poop was gank. Anyway.
Yeah. Poop is gang.
Poop is gang.
Anyway, there you go. Food and dogs and ailments. That's what the podcast was all about. We'll see you tomorrow. Pranks, pranks, pranks.
Yes!
Why the Wednesday?
Oh my God, it's such a good one tomorrow, and it's kind of a personal one. Oh, okay. Well, Donal, our producer, asked me to wind his girlfriend up, and I really, really did.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's all right, excellent.
Cool. Can't wait to hear it. Thanks for listening. Subscribe, like, share, and if you're still here now, that's brilliant. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Bye.